From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns in northwestern Syria Tuesday, killing more than 40 civilians. The strikes come amid fighting launched by rebels in the coastal province of Latakia, as well as the struggle for control of the northern city of Aleppo. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with Damascus on the country's political transition following 5 years of conflict. Selim Meslid is a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
I believe we made the right decision now, because what's going on there on the ground, it's really, what we're having for the last few days is really a great deal of a pressure from inside Syria because of the crimes that Assad is committing there.
And opposition chief coordinator Riyad Hijab urged the 17-nation International Syria Support Group to intervene. Syria expected to be among the topics President Obama will discuss at a Gulf States summit in Riyadh Thursday. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar failed to return to the capital Juba for a second day Tuesday, saying the government did not provide flight clearance for a plane carrying his top general. Machar's arrival, part of a peace deal signed last August to end 2.5 years of war. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed Washington's disappointment, calling it a willful decision not to abide by the peace deal.
His failure to go to Juba, despite efforts from the international community, places the people of South Sudan at risk of further conflict and suffering, and undermines the peace agreement's reform pillars, which are demilitarizing South Sudan, injecting transparency of public finances, and pursuing justice and reconciliation, all of which offer South Sudan a chance for renewal.
A government spokesman said one of Machar's generals was trying to bring more soldiers than agreed to, as well as weapons, charges rebel spokesman denied. This is VOA.